Hey there, dopamine detectives. Sienna Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of emotions without resorting to those tempting escapist tactics. Now, let's be real, we all have moments where we just want to hit pause on life and dive headfirst into a binge-worthy show, scroll endlessly through social media, or maybe even indulge in a little too much chocolate, right? But what if there was a way to actually work with our emotions instead of running from them? What if that feeling of overwhelm could become a springboard for growth and self-discovery? That's what we're diving into today. So, why are we talking about this? Because in a world that constantly bombards us with information, distractions, and pressure, it's easy to lose touch with our own feelings. We get bombarded with instant gratification promises, and our brains crave those quick dopamine hits that come from mindless scrolling or impulsive behaviors. But the truth is, lasting happiness and fulfillment come from deeper places, from understanding ourselves and learning to navigate those emotional waves with grace. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you ditch the escapism and start embracing a more authentic connection with your emotions. 1. Recognize your emotional triggers. Ever notice how certain situations where people tend to push your buttons? We all have them, whether it's a specific topic of conversation, a particular location, or even just a certain tone of voice. Identifying these triggers is the first step in breaking free from their hold. Once you know what sets you off, you can start developing strategies to manage those reactions. Think of it like having a personal emotional map. Knowledge is power. 2. Practice mindfulness. This isn't just about meditating on a mountaintop. Mindfulness is about bringing your full attention to the present moment. Notice your thoughts and feelings without judgment, like clouds passing in the sky. When you start feeling overwhelmed, take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses, and gently guide your attention back to the here and now. 3. Journaling. Your emotional BFF. Grab that notebook and let those words flow. Journaling is a powerful tool for processing emotions. It allows you to express yourself freely without fear of judgment, explore your thoughts and feelings in depth, and even track patterns in your emotional responses. You might be surprised at the insights you uncover. 4. Healthy outlets. Fuel your emotional well-being. We all need healthy ways to process and release emotions. Find what works for you, whether it's exercise, creative expression like painting or writing, spending time in nature, connecting with loved ones, or indulging in a good book. These activities help regulate your emotional state and prevent them from building up into unhealthy coping mechanisms. 5. Self-compassion. Be your own best friend. This is huge. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. Everyone makes mistakes, experiences setbacks, and has moments of vulnerability. Acknowledge your feelings without harsh self-criticism and remember that you're doing the best you can. Think about those times when you felt truly overwhelmed. Maybe you had a stressful work deadline, an argument with a loved one, or even just a day filled with unexpected challenges. How did you react? Did you reach for that familiar escape button, binge watching a show, scrolling through social media, or maybe even indulging in some comfort food? We've all been there. But imagine instead of retreating into those escapist habits, you took a moment to pause, breathe deeply, and acknowledge your emotions. You might even journal about what you're feeling, identify any triggers that contributed to the situation, and explore healthy ways to cope with the stress. It's like turning a challenging experience into an opportunity for growth and self-discovery. So remember, dopamine detectives, your feelings are valid, they deserve to be acknowledged, and they can actually serve as powerful guides on your journey. By learning to understand and work with your emotions instead of running from them, you open yourself up to a world of possibilities, increased self-awareness, stronger relationships, greater resilience, and ultimately, a more fulfilling life. Now go out there and embrace those emotions. Ready to take the next step? Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these insights, leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, or join our conversation on social media using #DopamineDamageControl. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Let's support each other and create a world where emotional intelligence is celebrated. Until next time, keep those minds sharp and spirits high.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.